With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
New on Reality Check Radio. Oh my goodness, how marvelous does that feel to say that? And it's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. We're back. Humbled. Having been off air and humbled by the support that you have given us as a community. We're having a quick drop in by our big supporters, Bob McCroskey, Family First. Bob, thank you.
Always good to be on Reality Check Radio. Nice to hear you back. You're just like a boomerang, Rodney. You know, you.
Oh, we can't. Yeah, yeah. Throw me away. I keep coming back. Or a bad penny. But I feel as though I've talked with you because I appear on your shows, which I have to say I enjoy immensely and I learn a lot from, particularly when you have me on with Bruce Logan, because he always corrects me. And I always hear him speaking. I think he's so right.
I know.
So tell us about the show, because there'll be people listening now that want to be on, may want to listen in.
Yeah, Bruce Logan's the type of guy that you have to have a Roger Thesaurus just off to the side so that you can figure out exactly what he's saying. He's just so academic. I mean, I think his brain's ours combined and a bit more. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine wouldn't add much to yours. So.
No, but it's impressive. But no, it's part of Straight Talk. And basically, it's a panel show where a bunch of unapologetic and uncompromising social conservatives gather. And there's you and Peter Williams. So we got the cream of the crop from Reality Check Radio, and there's others like Bruce Logan. Another,
Logan there's
about, yeah, Christine Rankin, Ala Pomalelli, who works with us. Also, Simon O'Connor, ex-National MP, who breaking news has just joined the staff of Family First and is going to be.
Isn't that great? You must be so proud.
Yeah, really stoked, because he's going to, you know, bring real insight. He wants to get straight into doing some interviews for our Family Matters program, interviewing conservative leaders around both New Zealand and overseas. And also he wants to do a regular blog where he commentates from a social conservative viewpoint on issues, a little bit like you do, Rodney. So, yeah, I'm having to sort of, you know, he's trying to cut loose. He's like my dog trying to get off the leash when we go for a walk. He just wants to get straight into it.
He doesn't have to check with Mr. Luxon and the National Party hierarchy before opening his mouth any longer.
Well, he's been freed. And, I mean, he's been cancelled like you and me. And
yeah,
being cancelled is like going through puberty. You're dead scared of it. But once you get through it, it's just awesome. And
I never thought of it. I never thought of it quite like that. You've spent too long on puberty blockers. Oh my goodness, man. I never thought of it. Yeah, I have to say, being cancelled was just like puberty.
So Straight Talk is every Monday night at 8 o'clock, and it's live streamed on all our social media platforms, you know, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and then it's available to watch later on. And we also do a new program now called Pulse Point, which is a 10-minute wrap-up of 4 to 6 stories, either that the media hasn't covered, mainstream media in New Zealand, or they have misrepresented. Although let me clarify that some of these stories are covered by Reality Check Radio, which is one of the reasons I'm grateful that there's another station that's available that Kiwis can get some source of information.
It's astonishing when you look at it. When Reality Check was off the air, I was so thankful to be on your show, because the gaping hole of issues that aren't covered on TV or in our newspapers or on our radios, it's truly shocking. And if you read overseas sites, you can fill in a lot of blanks, but these things are pertinent to New Zealand. Yeah. And I just have to say, not only thank you for your support, but last week I had the pleasure of going to meetings with Penny Marie and Elizabeth Kay from Let Kids Be Kids. They were inspired by you. They quoted you extensively in Family First, extensively your material through their presentation. And until you started in New Zealand on what was going on with critical gender theory, people, we were asleep.
Yeah.
So you do amazing work getting out there. And when you first hear Bob talking about something, you think, surely not. This can't be happening in New Zealand. Oh, my goodness. And typically we're worse than anywhere. So thank you for that, Bob. But also, it's wonderful to have you as part of our family. And it was wonderful when we were down, but not quite out, that you just rallied your troops and used your influence to say, hey, Rally Check Radio matters. And not everyone that listens or is on the show is a person of faith, but we hope to reach out to them all.
Well, we're concerned about the same issues, I think. And
yes,
many of these issues, you don't have to be people of faith. It's you can be parents. You can be just concerned with where the culture is going. As we saw, it's sort of see it crumbling before our eyes. And what's interesting is that you're starting to see people who wanted nothing to do with the faith actually saying, gee, it's making sense. They're seeing the consequences of a culture turning away from some of those values. And, yeah, it's a bit of a wake-up call. Rodney, I still can't understand, you know, the media's trust has fallen to an all-time low, and I still can't understand why they just can't figure out that if they just work a little bit harder on getting some balance and listening to both sides of the debate and stop censoring certain views around climate alarmism and racism and around gender theory and definition of a woman, that people would start to tune back in. But they seem hell-bent on pushing their narrative and pushing their opinion and less news. And you know, they've only got themselves to blame. But I tell you what, it's great for RCR and Family First and others there's this massive void of people just wanting credible information and being treated like adults.
And the funny thing is, who's fringe now? I mean, it's extraordinary, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a consequence of everyone that went through university after the early 1990s. There was a big sea change in the 90s. Mm. And of course, they all, and this was made clear to me by Penny Marie, they all want to sign up to the rainbow tick.
Yep.
They all want to sign up to the government lolly. Mm. They all want to sign up to these things that mean you can't debate the issues because you can't talk about climate change. Mm. You can't talk about gender, critical gender theory, because they've signed on to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Bob,
lovely
to see you. Thank you for your support. You're a true friend. You know who your friends are when you're down, but not quite out. And to have you rally around us was wonderful. God bless you, Bob.
Good to be on the show, Rodney, and hope to be back and we can have a longer chat next time.
Oh, we will. Thank you. Thanks, Bob.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.